This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. So far, Hamas has not disarmed nor returned all the bodies of dead hostages to Israel. President Trump now saying he'll tell Prime Minister Netanyahu to resume military operations in Gaza if Hamas violates their deal. But says ABC's Ian Paddle in Jerusalem.
Hamas insisting it will honor the peace deal and return the dead hostages, according to U.S. advisors. The militants handing over two more bodies to Israel, but the Israelis accusing Hamas of stalling.
The government shutdown drags on. Russ Vought, the Trump administration's OMB director, saying on the Charlie Kirk Show the number of federal employees he expects to lose their jobs has jumped.
I think we'll probably end up being north of 10,000.
This has a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. The Supreme Court Wednesday hearing arguments in a case that would further gut the Voting Rights Act and strike down a provision that allows considering racial representation in drawing congressional districts. ABC News. A man charged with starting California's Palisades fire has been federally indicted.
29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht, indicted by a federal grand jury here in L.A., is now facing three counts, including one of destruction of property by means of fire, one count of arson, and one count of timber set afire. Those three federal counts could get him up to 45 years in prison if he's convicted. Federal prosecutors say Rindernecht was living in the area and had been driving for Uber when he allegedly dropped off his passengers early New Year's Day and set a fire, watching as firefighters responded and fought it. A week later, investigators say it flared up in high wind and became the Palisades fire. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Americans will spend about the same amount on natural gas this winter as they did last winter. That prediction from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. But they say households that heat their homes with electricity will spend 4% more. Those that use propane and heating oil are expected to spend less. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, some showers around, and a low in the low 50s. Early showers to start Thursday, then a little breezy, mostly cloudy, high upper 60s. Partly sunny in the mid-70s Friday with a few showers around. Drier and cooler this weekend. It's 55 right now.
Pat Kreitlow. On Thursday, we'll get an update from Cindy Greening, who's helping organize the many No Kings rallies happening in dozens of Wisconsin hometowns on Saturday.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cinder here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490
AM. You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer back at the old world headquarters in downtown Madison. We are live on location here in beautiful Waukesha at the Majestic Theater, one of the main flagship theaters of Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of the Japanese cheer squad for the Packers making the trip to the Mecca to Lambeau Field. Good afternoon, everybody. Glad you're along with us. Going to be a fantastic special show. Surprises galore. But first of all, Mr. Zommers, how are things back in the old world headquarters in downtown Madison?
Well, on this fine pump day, they're pretty nice.
Thank you, very much.
A little overcast, and a little rainy, but not too bad. And I'm looking forward to heading down to Waukesha later.
Well, it is October 15th, 2025, a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Thank you for getting the camel in there, all the unpacking. And we forgot that, yes, the camel made the trip here to the world premiere as well. I know, Zommers, you're going to be getting into your car right after the show and coming down here. It's going to be a great time had by all. Also joining us, as per usual, on Wednesdays, at least for the upfront part of the program here, the host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. Every morning from 6 until 9 across the network, Mr. Pat Kreitlow from his Lake Mesota studios and senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and for purposes today, one of the owners of your Green Bay Packers, Trigvi Olsen, joining us from his home outside of Arlington. Pat, how are you?
I'm good. It's always good to see you, especially when you're on location and giving us a little bit more Wisconsin flavor. It's always nice to see Trigvi. Trigvi and I go way back to when he was in third grade. They do the tour of the TV station, and I was anchoring the news at the time. I recall giving him a Werther's hard candy, and I knew that kid was going to go places, and look where he ended up, right here on your show. So
yeah, right. Trigvi, do you remember those days?
Yeah, I do remember them well.
Very grumpy Trigvi today. You're going to be happy,
no,
Trigvi.
I'm having back spasms.
Oh, my gosh. Are you excited? Well, let's get right into it, guys, because we have very special guests here on location with us at our remote desk here at the Marcus Theater, the Majestic Theater, one of the Marcus Theaters here in Waukesha. They are two of the co-producers of this wonderful film, world premiere tonight. We welcome back to the program Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hanisch. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so happy you're here, Todd.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, it's really, really great. And for those that might not remember, we've had you on the show before at this very theater about a year ago for the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And here we are, guys, back with another great Wisconsin sports film.
Full circle.
I mean, it's amazing. You know, Wisconsin fans are the best in the world. I mean, they came out and supported Just a Bit Outside. I mean, Todd, you were thank you for all of the love you gave that film and all the love you're giving this film, because I think these are the types of films that kind of give back, that, you know, it really, both films are kind of a mirror to Wisconsin sports fans, to this wonderful state. It's a really special group of people here. And I mean, I'm from here, so I can say that. So are you. But it's, this film is, it really celebrates the joy of what being a Packer fan is. And it really shines a light and in a mirror, in a way, on how hospitable, how welcoming people from Wisconsin truly are. I mean, I know they say Minnesota nice, but I guess it's Wisconsin really nice, even more nice.
Wisconsin welcoming is what
That's
like Wisconsin welcoming.
Well, it's our pleasure and honor,
guys.
And thank you for letting us be a part of this, because we love, as Pat said, telling Wisconsin stories, and it's one of the great privileges of this network to be a part of what you guys produce and distribute. So thank you for the opportunity. Trigby?
It's Minnesota passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
I've always been nervous. Walls. I mean, let's be honest. There's nothing nice about those people.
Yeah.
You go to U.S. Bank Stadium, you'll see as many Super Bowl trophies as you see in the Mall of America, and they hold it over you all the way back across the borders. So.
Rigby, I love it.
Rigby is an avid fan. Paul, talk to us a little bit about what this film has meant to you, and slightly different path. You folks are more on the distribution and producing side. You didn't necessarily shoot this, but what's the journey been like to get here with this film?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It really is a logical next step for us after Just a Bit Outside. You know, a passion project for Sean and our other producing partner, Kelly Call, that we spent years bringing to fruition. And really, when we brought it to the people of Wisconsin and saw the response and saw just how welcoming the people of Wisconsin were to the film and to us as filmmakers, and we really looked at each other and said, you know, are there other stories that we can really tell? Because, you know, Wisconsin is a very special place. I had not spent a lot of time here until we shot Just a Bit Outside, but it's a place that's not, you don't see reflected a lot in the larger, broader culture necessarily, in the media. And so we thought, you know, we need another opportunity to kind of show Wisconsin back to itself, because this is a state that really deserves to be seen and to see itself. And, you know, Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and, you know, called me from the lobby and said, I just saw this movie. You got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. So, you know, the whole team watched it and we all saw how amazing it was. And then, you know, we got together with Craig Benzine, the director, Ty Morse, the producer and star of the picture, and just worked with them getting it ready to be seen by a big audience. You know, they had done amazing work and continue to do amazing work as we finish out the film. And again, I just think this is another wonderful story and opportunity to share the joy of Wisconsin fandom with the people of Wisconsin and the wider world, and to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan, in a place that you would never think of. But I always tell people, and I mentioned this to Sean recently, I know more, I've lived in Los Angeles for 35 years, I know more Packer fans in Los Angeles than I know Rams or Chargers fans.
Right.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Packers is one of those Wisconsin things that translates around the world, and I think this movie is just such a great opportunity for the people of Wisconsin to see the impact that they have, to see the way that their traditions and their culture has really spread around the world. And when you meet these Japanese, the Japanese Packers cheering team, when you meet these people, it is just so magical and joyful.
Yeah.
So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
Before I throw it back to Pat for a question, Sean, give us the 1 minute, 90-second setup for people that don't know. We'll play the official trailer a little bit later in the show, but give us the quick synopsis of this film, please.
Well, the quick synopsis is Ty Morse, who is the star of the film and producer, he has traveled to Japan well over 100 times, and he had never seen anybody in any Packers gear. But this one time, he's crossing that really big crossing in Tokyo, I think it's called Shibuya, and he sees a guy in a Packer jersey. And he's like, I can't believe I'm seeing somebody in a Packers jersey in the middle of Tokyo. And he goes up to him, and he whispers, go Pack, go. And the guy turns to him and goes, go Pack, go. And then Ty goes, go Pack, go. And all of a sudden, the two of them are chanting, go Pack, go, in the middle of Tokyo. And this guy is on his way to a karaoke bar and invites Ty, and Ty's like, wow, okay, I guess I'll go sing karaoke. It wasn't for karaoke. It was to meet the Japanese Packers cheering team, which was hosting its off-season annual event where they show their favorite game of the previous season, and the 30, 40, 50 members of the cheering team were there. And Ty was like, who have I just met? He goes back to Green Bay, tells all his friends all the stories, shows them some of the video he shot, and he's and all of his friends say, let's fly them over to see a game at Lambeau. And
I love it.
So they opened up bedrooms for them. I mean, they housed them. There weren't hotels involved. They brought them into their homes. And from what I've learned from Ty, the Japanese are very scheduled. You know, they schedule things well in advance. And so it's kind of a miracle to get 30 of them to come over to see a game in Lambeau Field in the fall. And so this is that film. It's about a lot of these. Most of them had never traveled to the United States, so they went from Tokyo to Green Bay, Wisconsin. That was their first experience of America. And that's what the movie's about. It's about building friendships and bonds, you know, through this fandom. It's a very special fandom, but really what it's about in the end is people and passion and community.
Pat Crailo.
It just looks so fun, and I can't wait to, you know, having just seen the trailer, kind of experience the joy that way. I've been very fortunate in my life, or it just means that I'm very, very old, that I've been able to travel to lots of different places, and in almost any place where I've gone to look for a Packer bar, because there are Packer bars everywhere. You know, I've seen them in Brownsville, Texas, and I've seen them in Manhattan, and I have been to one in Sydney, Australia. And it is just so thoroughly international. And so I know that this one is all about this, you know, cheer squad in Japan. But as you have been making this or putting this together, getting set to show it, have you had a couple of other instances where you say, I'm sorry, there's a Packer fan club where? There's a Packer bar where?
I think that's, yes, 100%. In fact, there's a little portion towards the end of the film where we have pictures of other Packer bars. We have one that's in Australia. I was at Waz's bar in Paris.
Wow.
They're everywhere. It is truly, they have that website, Packers Everywhere, because they're everywhere.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, it has brought up a lot of stories from people who, when they're traveling, told us about, and have told other people about all the amazing Packer bars there are around the world. So yes, you're correct. This is one of those places.
I think that's great. Pat, anything else before we let you go? And to make sure we tell us what's coming up on Mornings with Pat Crailo tomorrow morning from 6 until 9.
We'll have, of course, the one, the only Joe Zepecki that will help us sum up a lot of what's happened in politics in Wisconsin this week, including the No Kings protest. What does he think of Sean Duffy and the others saying that this is all the work of Antifa? So we will get into that, and he will give us the pep talk that we need for the Brewers to become, I believe it would be the 10th team in 7-game playoffs in baseball history to come back from 0-2 and win this thing. We won 14
That's
in
right.
a row already. We can win 4 in a row. Nothing to it, guys.
Nothing to it. No, I appreciate that, Pat. Absolutely. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow morning. About a minute left. Any other questions for Sean or Paul here before you leave us, Pat?
You won't have enough time to get them all, but you want to give just a few of the other places where this is going to be appearing. I know the Chippewa Valley isn't one of them yet, but
you got
Rothschild up by Wausau, so WXCO listeners can hear that one.
Yes, we do have one in Rothschild. We're in La Crosse. We are in both Marcus Theaters in Green Bay, two in Appleton, and let's see, where else?
La Crosse.
La Crosse, mm-hmm. And all over southeast Wisconsin and pretty much all around Milwaukee. And
do the trolling one. You're trolling with this as well.
And thank you, Marcus Theaters. We're trolling Bears fans. And we're opening up in Gurnee, Illinois.
Yes.
So come on out. Wear your gear.
I think that's fantastic. And you can find more information on all these tickets. Buy them online. Marcus Theaters website. I believe it's MarcusTheaters.com. MarcusTheaters.com.
And it's
R-E we'll come back
at the end.
Pardon?
Marcus Theaters. And it's theater, R-E-S, not E-R-S.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Summers. Appreciate that. All right. We'll find those tickets there. Pat, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week. And everybody should tune in tomorrow from 6 until 9 at Mornings with Pat Crailo. And when we come back, we'll talk with one of our Packer owners. Trigvi Olsen will continue to join us. He'll have some questions of Packers lore, I'm sure. And more on this great film of No Packers, No Life. We are live on location here from the Majestic Theater in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, home of WAUK on 540 AM and now on 100.3 FM on your dial. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is Japanese airstrike.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location here at the Majestic Theater in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin, for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. So glad to have you along here at the desk, on location at the theater. Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hanisch, two of the great producers of this fine film, and joining us via StreamYard, as he does every Wednesday for our nation's capital, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, but not a lot of politics today, Trigby. You're here in your role as one of the owners of the Green Bay Packers. I knew you'd love this show, and you know, you more than anybody understand that the Green Bay Packers bring this state together.
Well, not only do they bring the state together, but they bring a whole set, you know, which is the point of the movie, a whole set of people. I've probably seen the Green Bay Packers play 9 different countries in Packer bars.
Really?
Wow. You know, there's the story. I mean, I have some great international Packers stories, but I would just say to you guys, Todd got preempted. He was supposed to go to the game against Cincinnati with us. My daughters invited a member of the British House of Lords, who also might be a 10-digit income guy, to come with us instead.
He has a very different Rolodex than Todd does.
Honestly, he walked through the parking lot just in amazement. He started talking to tailgaters. He's like, I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. He might own a piece of a premier team. I don't know that for sure. But, I mean, he was absolutely stunned. He's like, I have never seen such fan passion.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just amazed. It left him stunned.
And guys, have you found that, the more you get into this movie, to Trigvi's point, that he's 100% right. It reaches well beyond Wisconsin borders, the Green Bay Packers, and it truly does bring people together.
When I moved to Los Angeles, it was the way for me to connect with all of the people from Wisconsin through friends and friends of friends. We would get together every Sunday at like 10 a.m. And have a party. And that's, you know, it builds relationships. It builds bonds. I mean, it's more than just a team and more than just a fandom because, I mean, the Packers, you could say, are Wisconsin's greatest export.
Well said.
And to take it to a moment from the film, early on, there's a piece early on when Ty first goes to the karaoke bar and is meeting with the team, and he doesn't speak very much Japanese, and no one in that room speaks much English. And so they just start saying names of players back and forth to each other, you know?
Wow.
And that's how they connect. It's literally just, you know, I'm going to say a name. Now I'm going to say a name. Now yeah. I'm going to say
it. It's like Amon, they say Green, they say Antonio, Freeman, and then it's the best. Ty says John, and they all go, cool.
So it's literally a language, right? It's literally this transnational language, and that's really what the film is about.
Yeah. I think that's great. Zomers, we have time to play this the trailer real quick here?
Yes, we do.
All right, thank you very much. Here we go. Here's the trailer to No Packers, No Life.
Wandering Tokyo, and I see a guy with a Packers jersey on. And I'm like, no way. I just quietly say, go back, go. And he shouts back,
go back, go!
The Japanese Packer cheering team.
Packers number one.
All the Packers, no right.
Insanely passionate to a degree which probably most people from Wisconsin are.
Wisconsin!
I said, you guys are welcome to come to a Packer game anytime.
I couldn't believe that.
Why? And who are you?
The Green Bay way is to host, and we say, okay, come with us. We'll show you a good time.
We want them to experience the Green Bay way.
This is Green Bay!
Go back, go!
Wisconsin is human. The one team in the NFL that's owned by the people.
Gives people a connection that no other team offers.
No Packers, no life.
There it is, the trailer to No Packers, No Life, world premiere tonight at the Majestic Theater here in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where we are live on location, opening in select theaters across the state on the 17th tomorrow, on Friday here across the state. Paul Jaconi-Berry and Sean Hannish, producers of the film, are here, Trigvi Olsen via StreamYard. We just got a comment from Joe on YouTube. Joe Watch on YouTube says, just a bit outside. It's so good. Cannot wait to see this new work. I mean, you guys are really developing a reputation here for bringing these great Wisconsin films, not just to Wisconsin, but then letting America and the world see them.
It's such a privilege, you know, growing up in Brookfield. And then being able to spend time telling stories about my favorite teams and having the reception be so great. I mean, it really, Paul and I have been talking, you know, while this has been going on, what can we bring to Wisconsin, you know, sports fans next fall? Because we would like this to become an event. There are so many great stories to tell about the state and about the sports teams here. So, and thank you, Joe. I really appreciate that.
And I really do want to take a moment to call out Marcus Theaters for their support. We love bringing these stories to the people of Wisconsin, and Marcus Theaters is a tremendous part of our ability to do that. So they've stood up for us on both these films. They've put us in theaters. They are amazing partners, and we really just could not ask for more. So I really want to make sure everybody knows that Marcus Theaters is hugely responsible for this.
And Marcus Theaters was my first job.
Was it really?
I torqued
this one?
One that existed here before was called Westtown Cinema. Uh-huh. I tore tickets here when I was 16, 17 years old, and I popped popcorn, And so to come back here is a full circle moment.
And two world premieres in the same spot where you started.
Isn't that incredible?
It really is incredible. Guys, are you sticking around, or are you taking off and coming back maybe later on?
We're going to be around again.
All right,
around
again.
Make room for Craig.
All right. Stay tuned. Director, right?
Yes.
Of the film is going to be here next, live on location. Travy, can you stick with us as well?
I can.
All right, very good. Travy and all of us here are going to be on location at No Packers, No Life. Come on back. Farm News is next with Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. So far, Hamas has not disarmed nor returned all the bodies of dead hostages to Israel. President Trump now saying he'll tell Prime Minister Netanyahu to resume military operations in Gaza if Hamas violates their deal. But says ABC's Ian Paddle in Jerusalem.
Hamas insisting it will honor the peace deal and return the dead hostages, according to U.S. advisors. The militants handing over two more bodies to Israel, but the Israelis accusing Hamas of stalling.
The government shutdown drags on. Russ Vogt, the Trump administration's OMB director, saying on the Charlie Kirk Show the number of federal employees he expects to lose their jobs has jumped.
I think we'll probably end up being north of 10,000.
This has a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. The Supreme Court Wednesday hearing arguments in a case that would further gut the Voting Rights Act and strike down a provision that allows considering racial representation in drawing congressional districts. ABC News.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The future Mr. Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Travis Kelce, is already feeling the pressure to have kids with his bride-to-be. During a recent appearance on the New Heights podcast, Dwayne Johnson and Jason Kelce, Travis's older brother, encouraged him to become a dad, saying your life changes in a great way. At one point, Johnson joked that he and Jason were putting the voodoo hex on Travis. Kelce popped the question to Swift in August, how great would it be if their kids had Travis's singing voice and Taylor's gridiron talents? More Ed Helms? Yes, please. Deadline.com reports that the Office actor has signed on to the new film, The Stunt Driver. The story follows Ken Carter, played by Jay Baruchel. Carter was a stuntman who tried to jump over the St. Lawrence River in a rocket-powered vehicle, which at the time was considered the most dangerous stunt ever. Helms plays Dick Keller, an engineer who designs the rocket vehicle. I'm intrigued. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for lacrosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, some showers around, and a low in the low 50s. Early showers to start Thursday, then a little breezy, mostly cloudy, high upper 60s. Partly sunny in the mid-70s Friday, with a few showers around. Drier and cooler this weekend. It's 55 right now.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, I dive into the controversy over Stephen A. Smith's commentary about Jasmine Crockett. Can a sports commentator turn into a politician? I think not.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, live on location here in beautiful Waukesha at the Majestic Theater, one of the great Marcus Theaters. We are live on location for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. So excited. Glad to have you along on this special broadcast across the state of Wisconsin, from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, from Green Bay to the Mississippi River, all points in between. And for those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, whichever you want to call it, we're glad to have you here. That's what Craig Ferguson calls it, Twix. Not love Twitter, it. Not X, just Twix.
The best candy bar.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Also joining us, our co-host on Wednesdays for the first hour from the suburbs of Washington, D.C., senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. But for today's purposes, we're playing up his role as a co-owner of the Green Bay Packers, like so many.
It's the more important role, Todd.
Exactly. It is the more important role. Joining us from Washington, D.C., we are live on location and so happy to have the great people involved with this film. You've had them here before, Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hanisch, producer and director of Just a Bit Outside, the great Brewers film. They're co-producers on this film. They're here at the table. And now joining the three of us, or the four of us, I guess I should say, Craig Benzien, who is the director of this film, No Packers, No Life. Craig, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, as we do for everybody who's new on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got into this industry.
I grew up not too far from where we are right now in Marshall, Wisconsin. And I went to UW-Madison, communication arts major, so I was, you know, a waiter for a while after college. And I got into YouTube and I started making YouTube videos very early on. Been doing that full time for like 15 years. And I have a friend who goes to Japan a lot and came across Green Bay Packer fans in Japan. And he decided to shoot video of them going to a Green Bay Packer game in Wisconsin and make a documentary. And he came to me and said, "Hey, do you want to make this thing?" And I said, it's incredible. Like, I was always excited about this story. I was also busy with YouTube videos, but I said yes. And it took me a while. I slowly pieced it together, but now we're here.
I think it's fantastic. We've seen the trailer. Can't wait to see the film tonight. From, you and Sean both being directors Just a Bit Outside on this film, No Packers, No Life. To me, it seems like the director's role so often is truly the main storyteller. How do you weave this and tell this story? What approach did you take in the storyteller role to this film, No Packers, No Life?
Okay, so the project came to me. They already had footage of them going to a Packer game. But they didn't have a lot of interviews. They didn't go to Japan. So I went to Japan. I got to go to Japan, which was great. And I got footage. I got a lot of interviews with them in Japan. And I took all the footage, and it took me a little bit to figure out, like, how do I want to piece this story together? Like, I whittled down all the footage and kind of organized it into different themes to try to figure out the best way to tell the story. And what I decided on was to sort of make it a combination road travel movie where you're on the journey with them to Green Bay, but also sort of just celebrating, you know, the Packers and Japan and the coming together of a passion even from the other side of the world.
Trygve Olsen?
Yeah. The what?
I just thought Trygve. You have a question for either Craig or Paul or Sean?
Yeah, so tell a little bit about, right, you're going to Japan for the first time. What are there any good cultural things? I mean, obviously you have the cultural reference point of the Green Bay Packers that you shared, which is insane. But were there any unique cultural things that you encountered?
Oh, lots of things. Well, for one, obviously the train system is incredible. Like everything's on time, everything's fast, and you don't have to wait for a train. We walked and took the train everywhere we went. There was one day where, well, I think a lot of people know the work culture there is very intense. And there was one day where I got up early to go for a run, and I felt very out of place because everyone was in business suits walking on the street, silent. It was so quiet, even though there were so many people, and I was just running in my running gear next to them, and I felt, I don't know, they didn't mind, but it felt weird to me. You know, there's the vending machines everywhere you go. You can get a can. I mean, Wisconsin would love this. You can just get a cocktail in a can in a vending machine everywhere.
Gosh, that sounds fantastic. An old fashioned at every corner, but go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's go.
Yeah, and the 7-Eleven there is big. Like apparently they love some people in Japan love 7-Eleven so much they bought 7-Eleven, and now it's like on every corner in Japan, in Tokyo at least. Yeah,
I think that's great. Paul and Sean, did you guys know Craig before this? I mean, they say, you know, quote unquote Hollywood or the industry is a smaller place than most people would know, but did you guys know each other before?
I'd heard Craig's name from a mutual friend of ours. Craig and I both graduated communication arts. I'm a bit older, but through a mutual friend of ours, I'd heard about this film and I'd heard about Craig. And so I was at the Wisconsin Film Festival, and we were doing a kind of an encore screening of Just a Bit Outside. And then I saw, oh, No Packers, No Life. Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Oh, Japanese fans. So I went to see the screening, and there were 700 people at the Barrymore Theater. And I don't know that I've had an experience. Listen, Just a Bit Outside is amazing. The ending of this movie is happier. So,
all right.
So I will say, but the movie has so many laughs and so much joy. And there's something that Craig did in this movie that I think is really, it's next level. The story is really about what it takes to find your own passion in life. And it's about all of these people. You have these folks from Wisconsin. Frankly, their passion is to get to know people from around the world. And the passion for the Japanese fans is the Green Bay Packers, but it's about community. It's the Green Bay Packer games are the one place in Japanese culture where they're allowed to yell and they're allowed to hug and they're allowed to get crazy, you know? And so he found this thread about, finding your own passion. And that really resonated with me. Plus the film's just so much fun to watch. And he and I met in the lobby afterwards, and then we closed down a bar that night. And at one point, I was like, we might be able to do with this film what we did with Just a Bit Outside. And that was our first meeting.
Yeah.
For you, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I can follow that up.
Well, what did you think when you first saw it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, as I had mentioned before, we were kind of looking for what is a thing that sort of hits that Venn diagram the same place as Just a Bit Outside. And when I, about 15 minutes in watching the screening link I had, I was like, okay, well, this captures that essence, right? Yeah. And, you know, as I was saying, Sean called me from the lobby and was like, watch this now. And I think Craig sent us a link within 24 hours, and, you know, we sat and watched it, and it was, yeah, I was in from, like I said, 15 minutes in, I'm in.
We are live on location here at the Majestic Theater, one of the great Marcus Theaters in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin, for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Tonight we're here with two of the producers, Paul Jaconi-Berry and Sean Hannish, and the director of this wonderful film, Craig Benzine, here, and along with Trygve Olsen joining us from Washington, D.C. Trygve, anything else on your end you want to ask here before we get into a break?
No. But, gentlemen, you should give me a call. I have a thought on your next one.
Trigvi
always has a son.
Let's do it.
Well, tell a quick version, Trigvi, that you said over the break, because you and your daughters have been going all over the country trying to get to
the
stadiums.
Oh, yeah, that's
tell
not
that quick.
The next one. Ula's going to make that movie. She isn't going to give it away to anybody. But, yeah, so.
But it's experience.
Yeah, no, I mean, the whole thing started, quite honestly, when my daughter was five. She from the time she was little, she'd sit and watch the Packer games with me, right? And when she was five, they were playing the Redskins in the playoffs, and she wanted to go. But she was so little, I had to find a seat in the front row, and the only place I could get was the club section, which it became really expensive to take her to the game. And we ended up next to these really drunk Redskin fans, and they were saying all kinds of stuff to goad me. Like, hey, little girl, who's 52? Is he the one with the long hair who showers with Aaron Rodgers?
Good like gosh, that,
right?
That's terrible.
And so when the Packers went up on them and they got up to leave at the fourth quarter, Ula looks at him and says, are you going bye-bye because the Redskins are losing and you don't like it? And I thought, this is where dad gets beat up, right? And the guy, the last guy through who had been the most mouthy, looks at Ula and says, little girl, I hope my team, if my team's going to lose to a team, I hope it's with one that I'm glad it's with one with fans as cute as you. And then he looks at me and says, and you, dad, I hope when you walk this cute little thing down the aisle, you find a Minnesota Viking fan waiting for you.
And, what an exchange. Wow.
And, I mean, yeah, they get into
it. I know. I really, from the first ultrasound when I found out we had a girl, that is my biggest fear in life. But,
yeah,
she had so much fun. She said she wanted to go to see more games, and so it just kind of started. And it has been the greatest experience for a girl dad to be taking his two daughters to it.
Well, we did the show last year out in Seattle when the Packers were out there, and Trigvi was on one of these trips. He brought his daughters, and so we did it from a Packers bar. I'm sorry, I can't. It was in Queensland or Queen, whatever part of Seattle it was. But, I mean, here we are at this Packers bar in Seattle doing this show, and I don't trick me how many people ended up coming in there from Wisconsin, and just, I mean, it's a community, and Craig, doing this film, No Packers, No Life, isn't that what part of this is about? Community, not just in Wisconsin, but around the world.
Yes, that's absolutely what it's about. There's a whole section where the Japanese Packers cheering team talks about how they don't have opportunity for community throughout most of their lives, but when they meet and watch a Packer game, they get to scream and yell and have friends around something that is completely separate from their regular lives.
Yeah.
And speaking of bars, Packer bars and other places, there's also a section just showing bars from all over the world. There's a bar in Paris, Mexico,
There's a great one in Munich. I've been there, and they'll ply you with lots of beer.
Well, I didn't put that one in the movie because I don't think I found it.
Australia. I think you did one from Australia.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember.
But you find this everywhere, and it's a sense of community, a sense of belonging, and I just love, I can't wait to see this tonight because I think that anytime that you can look at something that you think you know through the lens of someone else, I think you learn more about yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I hope for this film. But I also am realizing it's Austria, not Australia.
Oh, you know, I mean, you know, whatever.
So close.
220, 221.
Yeah.
Sean, we got 2 minutes left. Can you tell this story about the jersey in 2 minutes or not?
Oh, I can do it in less than two minutes.
Oh, how much? One, Tomers?
We have 1 minute, yeah.
All right. Well, you want to come back on the other side?
I can name that tune in 30 seconds. No, I'm wearing 19. My great uncle played on the very first Green Bay Packers team.
Get out.
In 1919.
What?
In 1919.
You never told me this.
I wanted to save it for the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
He played in 1919 and 1920. His coach was, and player coach at the time, was Curly Lambeau.
Wow.
And his picture's in the Packers Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So I have this jersey that has 19 on the front. His name is Al Petska. And I actually do bleed green and gold.
Talk about a guy who bleeds green and gold, Sean Hanisch.
Wow.
We'll come back. Sean Hanisch, Paul Ciccone Berry, and Craig Benzine, director of this great film. We're on location for No Packers, No Life, the world premiere. Back after this on the Pacific.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Mattner on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Mattner.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Mattner on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Mattner on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Mattner on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Mattner on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Mattner on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for the Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Todd Albaugh Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
The Todd Albaugh Show, live on location here in beautiful Waukesha, the Majestic Theater, one of the great flagship theaters of the Marcus Theater Company. We are here for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, getting underway here around 5:30, movie around 7 o'clock tonight. We are here with two of the producers and director of the film No Packers, No Life, Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish, both co-producers on this film, and Craig Benzine, the director. I want to get to this, make sure we get the business out of the way, and number one, thank you all very much for being so gracious and allowing us to give sets of tickets away. I know we have people in the WAUK listening market in Milwaukee. We have people from Madison market. They're all going to be here tonight, so thank you all for allowing that. Lots of excitement for this film, but if you all listening and watching still want to come to this film tonight, Sean, handful of tickets for the world premiere tonight might still be available.
We have fewer than 10 tickets remaining for tonight, and the event starts at 5:30 here at the Marcus Majestic out in Waukesha. The exciting thing is we are going to have the filmmakers here. We've got two members of the Japanese Packers cheering team who flew over from Tokyo, and we have a couple Packer greats. We have Amon Green, Antonio Freeman, and George Kuntz coming. So if you're interested in coming tonight, just go to nopackersnolife.com. There's a link there. But, yeah, we don't have that many remaining. So, you know, if you want to come, go.
Come on down, because it's going to be a great experience. Having been to this one of these premieres last year, great food, great drink. You actually get to mingle with people. It's not like they're held up in some room or whatever. So, yeah, it's $100, but a portion of the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Milwaukee, a great organization. So congrats, guys, on doing that. No Packers, no life. And then go to Marcus Theaters. And Zomers noted Theaters is spelled theatres.com. MarcusTheaters.com if you want tickets to the show in other theaters. And either Sean or Paul, another, or whoever wants to answer it, there's another theater coming up with Mason Crosby, right, pretty soon as well.
Yes, Mason Crosby is joining us for a Q&A virtually at the North Shore screening tomorrow night. The screening's at 6:30. That one's almost sold out too. So if you want to get tickets, go to MarcusTheaters.com and go ahead and purchase tickets to that Q&A. We have two other Q&As as well. Yeah. Around the state. We have one Friday night in Green Bay. And then we're going to have one Saturday in Madison. So, you know, it's, if you go to the Marcus Theaters website, you can find tickets. I think all those shows start at 6:30. But we are in 18 theaters across the state and Gurnee, Illinois, starting
Gurnee,
Friday.
And Gurnee, Illinois. Let's go around the table, kind of 1 minute-ish a piece. Craig, what do you hope as a filmmaker, as a director, what's one or two things that you hope that the audience takes away tonight after this film?
Well, I hope that they laugh at all the right parts. It's very funny, and it's a very fun movie. It's got a lot of partying, and I remember seeing it with the audience at the Barrymore, and just the feeling was electric. They were cheering and laughing and gasping at certain parts, and there's some emotional moments. It's happy emotions, but and you could feel the room, and that's, I just want that experience again.
Yeah. Paul?
I think the collective experience of the film is really what I want people to take home. And, you know, this is a film that is meant to be seen with a group of people. It's meant to be seen with a group of people who are all wearing their Packer gear and maybe pre-gamed in the bar here at the theater before going in. It really is, you know, as a filmmaker, film is a collective experience, and this is the way that this film should be seen.
Sean?
The best thing about movies is it's its own community. And when you can bring people together to cheer and laugh and have feelings for, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, it really brings people together. I mean, the best part of Just a Bit Outside was that people showed up in their Brewers gear, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. And they met each other, and they all laughed together, and they had popcorn and beer and sodas together. And that's what we want for this movie. Wear your Packer gear. Come on out. Yeah. Cheer with other Packer fans and just enjoy what it means to be a Green Bay Packer fan.
I think this is so important. Zomers and I have talked about this. We've each seen the film multiple times with audiences. And you're so right, because with Just a Bit Outside, people got emotional. They clapped when things are going well. They cried when things weren't. And to have that community experience, it's an entire different experience for a film when you're sharing it with people. So I just want to emphasize that you will have a different takeaway, in my opinion, if you see No Packers, No Life with other people. There is tonight here in the theater with the world premiere, or go to MarcusTheaters.com and experience this film, Craig. That for a director, that has to be so important to you.
I mean, I will tell you, the experience with a group of people was way different than my experience in my basement watching the movie over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I think with a group, it actually opened my eyes. It reminded me of why I do this, you know, mm-hmm. And it's something I don't often get, or I don't ever get, making YouTube videos. And it's something I want to do more and more of. So let's make more movies together, guys.
Yes, please.
Okay.
There you go. The All Ball Show, bringing people together to make movies for the world. That's what we're here to do. They can do that without us. Thank you very much. But, you know, we take credit wherever we can.
We need you, Todd.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate being able to tag along. Paul Jaconi-Berry, Sean Hanisch, and Craig Benzing, thank you very much, all three of you. You guys might be back a little bit later in the show to wrap things up.
Great.
All right,
absolutely.
Very good. And we've got Ty Morse coming up, who is kind of the star, also co-producer of the film. He was on earlier with us in the week, and be glad to have him back again coming up in hour number two.
Exactly. He'll be here very soon.
And it started it all.
Very good. The guy, right? The guy actually started it all. And coming up in hour two, we have a special edition of What's Worse Today. Today's What's Worse, Soldier Field or Gary, Indiana? Soldier Field or Gary, Indiana? What's worse? We'll take your phone calls on that as well. A special edition of for our on location here from a beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin. Guys, thank you all for taking the time. Thank you for allowing us to be here, because it means the world, not just for our show, but our network, to be involved in this.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Thanks for having us.
You're the best.
Our pleasure.
Very fun.
Hour number two, straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. More fun and surprises. We're at the World Theater, or the World Theater. We're the Marcus Theater. We're the Majestic Theater of Marcus Theater. It's the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Todd Hallball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As the government shutdown drags on, a court order directed at the Trump administration.
And a federal judge ordering the administration to immediately halt the mass firings after multiple unions sued, calling the firings illegal, arbitrary, and capricious. The judge ordering the administration to provide information within 2 days on the people it has fired so far.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding, but barely. Hamas has yet to disarm and has yet to turn over all the bodies of dead Israeli hostages they hold. And just days after saying, quote, the war is over,
President Trump telling CNN that essentially he could give Israel the green light to resume its attacks if Hamas doesn't comply with the ceasefire agreement.
ABC's Ian Panel in Jerusalem. Tennessee authorities say they've now identified the remains of 14 of 16 people killed last week in a massive blast at an explosives plant. Finding the cause could take weeks, they say. This is ABC News. Health officials.